Good morning. Welcome to the Ham Camp. Who is this?
This is Bertha Page from Monroe, Louisiana.
I hope that you're staying safe, Miss Bertha Page. You heard the word game. Give me a word or words that begins with the letter V.
V, Bible?
No, V. V as in victory.
Oh, verse.
That's a good one.
Like a verse in the Bible.
Yes, ma'am. I got you.
Victoria.
That's a good name.
And victory.
Amen, Miss Bertha Page. You are good at this, all right?
Thank you. Have a nice day.
KAYT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9.
Greetings, and we welcome you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You're tuned in to the Pleasant Green Baptist Church Media Outreach Ministry with our anointed pastor, Reverend Michael H. Grimes. Join in as he preach and teach the Word of God. This message is already in progress.
Go to the outhouse not too long ago. But God had come and blessed you. I want to show you some things about this text. But I want to tell you this. Worry is the conversation that you have with yourself about the things you can't change. Pride is a conversation you have with God who can change everything. Do I have some help in the house? Do I have anybody been to Kneebone College? Anybody in the house been to Kneebone? And you got your degree in praising him daily? Do I have anybody been to Kneebone College? And you can say, Reverend, I got my degree in praising him daily. Pastor, can I go to Bible class right quick? Let's go to Bible class. Let's go to Bible class. Let's go to Bible class. The 43rd chapter of Isaiah. Watch closely. I'm going to get somebody to read. Okay, read. Just one. We're going to look at that second verse. Watch this. This is the Old Testament now. Right. No, I'm going to explain this. Go ahead.
43:2.
No, I'm sorry. Yeah, 43:2. I'm sorry.
I will be with you when you pass through the water, and when you pass through the rivers, they will not overwhelm you. You will not be scorched when you walk through the fire, and the flame will not burn you. That's the end of
the Watch closely. All right. Jesus sits on what side of the Lord? Right. Now we're in the Old Testament. We're going to get ready and go back to the New Testament. But in the Old Testament, let's see the power of the Jesus who was still involved in the protecting of man. Watch closely. On the left side, it says, when thou pass through the what? But then on the right side, the text, it says what? I what? I will be with thee. That's the Lord. That's Jesus. I will be with thee. Then on the left side, it says, through the what? Through the rivers, right? They shut out, through the rivers, right? That's the left side of the text, right? But then on the right side of the text, what it says? The Lord shows back up again. They shall not do what? Then on the left side of the text, it says, thou walkest what? That's on the left side of the text. But then on the right side of the text, what we see? Now thou shalt not be burned because the Lord is still with you. Then on the left side of the text, what we have? Neither shall what?
kindled and what? Now, let's go back to Corinthians. Corinthians, listen to that 8th chapter in the 4th verse. Just say we got it when we got it. We are troubled on every side. That's the left side that takes. Huh? Then Jesus shows back, but what? Then on the left side of the text, you see, we are what? Which means puzzled, we're confused, we are perplexed. But then on the right side of the text, what you see? Jesus will come work it out. Then on the left side of the text in verse 9, we are what? But then we go back to the right side of the text, what do you see? Then Jesus is right there with us there. Then on the left side of the text, somebody in the house have been cast. But then on the right side of the text, Jesus come back and say, what? Anybody in the house been persecuted, been cast down, but you're still here? But you still, the devil thought he had. But pastor, you still here. The devil thought he could stop you from coming up and down the road, but you still here. I wish I had some help in the house. The devil thought he was going to keep me at the house this morning, but you're still here. Well, you thought, he thought he was going to take your home away, but you're still. So you can walk back to your home, stand on your carport, stand in your apartment, and you can tell Satan, I'm still here. Because Jesus is protecting me. Pastor Beckham, he's still holding me. He's still opening doors for me. Doors that I cannot open in my physical, not my mental, but I have a man by the name of Jesus who fights my battle daily. And he blesses me with his tender mercies daily. And he blesses me with his grace daily. What is grace, Grimes? Grace is when you have been attacked by anybody in the house ever been attacked? I guess you ain't got no enemies. Anybody have been attacked? But grace is when you be attacked, but you end up in the hands, in the arms of the Lord. That's grace. God's amazing grace. No wonder the songwriter said, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Yes, so we see that we're troubled on every side. And this man, Paul, had to stand on the word. Pastor for 20 years. Every day wasn't a good day, right? I've been here 5 years, and I'm 60 miles closer than you. So that tells me you done drove at least over 270,000 miles in 20 years. That's just for one day. If I'm proud, I calculate two or three other days, you over a half million miles. Every day wasn't a good day. Because in the midst of travel, his mind is confused because they got somebody in here been acting up. I know it ain't coming back. That's all right, but I got you now. 20 years, you're giving your heart, pouring your heart out to this church. And Satan to get in some folk, you know, and they become unappreciative of how you have to struggle and strain to pray that they make it. They stabbing you in the back and you praying that the Lord would have it back. I can't
can't understand this, y'all, but maybe somebody here can help me understand this. He's praying that the Lord would have your back, but they got somebody here stabbing him in the...
Yes.
Don't think I'm crazy. I know what I'm talking about. In every church, you got somebody, and then they do this. Y'all know what I'm talking about. But Paul is trying to tell the church that irregardless of how I'm treated, the Lord is with me, and I'm gonna stand on the word, because what the word is gonna do, what you can't do, because what the word is gonna feed you. The word of God is gonna heal his body. The word is gonna be a shelter in the time of a storm. The word is gonna be water in dry places. The word gonna be food in a storm. I ain't got no help in the house. I'm just in here by myself. But the word becomes food in a starving land. The word. But let me take you something here. God, thank you, Jesus. Thank you for sending this to me. Thank you for sending this to me. When you stand before your Pharaoh, Pharaoh got to know that there's a Moses inside of you. Do I have some help in the house? When you stand before the Canaanites, they got to know that there's a Joshua inside of you. When you stand before the Philistines, Satan got to know there's a Samson inside of you. When you got to stand before Jezebel and Ahab, Satan got to know there's an Elijah that lives on the inside of you. Let me go a little further down the road. When you stand before the King Nebuchadnezzar, there are three boys called Hanani, Mishael, and Azariah in the Israeli dialect, but Hanani, Mishael, and Azariah, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that stands on the inside of you. When you stand before your Goliath, there's a David that stands up in. I wish I had some praying church in the house here. When you stand before your job, there's a Jesus Christ that stands on the inside of you. Told him don't put us on the ship. Storm comes. The ship breaks apart.